With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he's made deals with China after meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the final day of his Asia trip.
On Air Force One afterwards, Trump said that the U.S. would reduce tariffs and China would end restrictions on rare earth exports. Unsurprisingly, Trump said he'd rate the meeting 12 out of 10, and he also gave some idea of future visits between the two leaders. Trump to China in April and Xi to the U.S. sometime after that.
The Senate Majority Leader John Thune angrily told Democrats that SNAP and other assistance programs would be funded had they voted to pass the GOP clean continuing resolution.
SNAP recipients shouldn't go without food. People should be getting paid in this country. And we've tried to do that 13 times. And you voted no 13 times. This isn't a political game. These are real people's lives that we're talking about.
Meantime, the nation's food banks are preparing for a surge of hungry people if the federal assistance is cut off this weekend. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
States are scrambling to figure out what to do if federal food assistance comes to a halt on Saturday because of the government shutdown. Food banks and pantries that were already struggling after federal program cuts this year are now bracing for a wave of new people needing help. The Trump administration says it won't use a roughly $5 billion contingency fund to keep food aid flowing, and that it won't reimburse states that temporarily cover the costs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's been a mixed day so far on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is the lone winner so far. Right now it's up by about 50 points, about an hour and a half from the closing bell. The S&P 500 has been slow, down 45 points at this hour. The high-tech NASDAQ also struggling. It's off by 291. This is SRN News. An unusual amicus brief has been filed with the U.S. Supreme Court.
Legal groups and special interests file all the time, but this latest brief is the work of 24 philosophy professors. The academics are urging the High Court to uphold state bans on men playing sports against women. The brief states that, quote, organizing sports around the sex categories is fully justified. And it bears the signatures of professors from Notre Dame, Oxford, and several other schools. The signatories say they want America to know that not all academics support transgenderism. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon has blocked President Trump from pulling sexual education funding over curricula mentioning so-called gender diversity. U.S. District Judge Ann Aiken issued the preliminary injunction as part of a lawsuit filed against the Health and Human Services Department by 16 states and the District of Columbia. The plaintiffs arguing that pulling such money violates the separation of powers and federal law. This is SRN News. The Texas Education Agency is taking over the 70,000-student Fort Worth Independent School District.
That's because one sixth-grade campus repeatedly failed to meet state academic standards. That campus, which drew refugee and immigrant students, was closed down after the 23-24 school year. The state will appoint new school board members and choose a superintendent.
That's Jason Walker reporting. GOP lawmakers believe Operation Arctic Frost was far more severe than Watergate. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen demanding some answers.
How they use the intelligence community, how they use the power of the DOJ, how they use FISA courts.
Arctic Frost, a widespread Biden DOJ spy operation aimed to surveil the activities of hundreds of Republicans and conservative organizations. It was a massive surveillance operation targeting the conservative movement as a whole. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.